Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Oh, another Thursday.
Another Thursday, we are here. We tried to aim for 10 on the dot. Well, first we aimed for 9, but we're here.
Slowly pushed back because of the realities of life.
Right? Minor setback. We're here.
We're here, ready to go. I sent you the agenda, but I, of course, don't remember it right now. So let me
Okay.
pull it up. Oh, wait, no, I
So
know how we start.
we're starting with our hair status.
Hey.
All right, so let me go first. So my hair status for this week, I had blew it out this week. I had lightly pressed it. And so it was very fluffy and full of body. By like the third day, for some reason, my hair is probably your hair too. It gets oily. Like, when you straighten it, like by like the third, fourth day, it just naturally gets oiled. Especially when you have natural hair. I feel like when you wear it straight, it gets oily faster. For some
Yeah.
reason, more than processed hair already. So that's what I was dealing with. So come Thursday, like today, and probably tomorrow, I'm gonna wear a bun.
I love it. I love it. My hair status update for the week is that I got conditioner. I'm mostly excited
Really
about that.
ratchet
Yeah,
this week.
I got a new bottle of conditioner. As you heard last week, Claire was going through something.
Oh yeah.
So I
Good
had to
thing.
get that worked out. I did not splurge on anything really nice. I got a big ass bottle of Tresemme, the like new sulfate free.
Woo Tresemme. You guys are winning right now.
I know. So I feel pretty good about it. I was gonna go see my stylist this week, but my schedule was weird. Her schedule was weird, so that didn't work out. But I had one of those like really good detangling days, where you just like really go through your curls
Just
and get
really deep, like in it, just in
yes,
it.
like in it. Like
Going
it
through
took
the
me
mane.
3 hours.
No, I believe you. It's ridiculous. Because
I love how you didn't even blink. You just like, yes, I believe you.
that's
I'm
what,
not
like,
even
when you say
exaggerating.
you're, like, okay, when you say you're detangling your hair, you have to understand it's a process. Like, it's not like you go in the shower, you're just, no. You need
Nope.
some clips, you need some sectioners, you need to thoroughly go through your hair,
You need some music?
you need some music, you need patience, you need to literally wake up and be like, today's the day. If you wake up and you're like, I don't feel like detangling my hair today, you're not gonna do it at all.
Or if
Trust
you
me.
do, it's going to be miserable.
Really
So
bad.
don't.
Don't.
Never detangle with an attitude.
Oh, that rule.
Top rules. I was in a
That's
good mood.
law.
I was in a good mood the day that I detangled my hair.
You have to
I
be. You
thought
have to have
about
a
it.
full night's sleep.
I had
Like,
a
you
full
have.
night's sleep. I thought about it the day before at about, 6 o'clock in the evening. I started telling myself, tomorrow you will detangle your hair to
Gonna
like
have a
pump myself
detangle my
up.
hair outfit.
Exactly. And then the first thing I did after I walked the dog was I went and I got some conditioner. Like that was the first thing on my to-do
Like,
list.
yay!
Yep. And then I procrastinated for like 3 hours. I was like, I don't want to do it yet. And then I realized if I waited any longer, it would be that like crazy, where you start detangling at like 8 p.m. and then you don't finish till like just before midnight, and then you feel like the worst person in the world.
Ever in life. No, I know.
I didn't do that. So I was good. I started detangling my hair early, and actually it worked out really nicely. I was able to like really give it a nice deep conditioner with some natural products, which was
Nice.
nice. And I let the curl pattern sort of do its thing, which was great. I used my expensive ass Oribe like styling cream. No, actually.
Fancy.
Wait, I went through a lot of my products this week and threw a bunch of stuff away. And when I was doing that, I came across an old bottle of Miss Jessie's like jelly soft curls, whatever that is in the pink bottle. That's what I used, and that shit was dope. I'm still
Yeah.
wearing that like wash and go
That's
from
hair food.
Sunday.
That's some
Oh,
good hair food.
that was some good hair food. So it's been a good hair week. Like I've been rocking a bun, but my bun has looked really good.
That's what's up. See, that's.
Bri, I thought I lost you for a second, but you still there, right?
Yeah, I'm there. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either. I'm gonna blame it on the internet. I'm gonna be like blame it on the Russians.
Yeah, let's blame it on the Russians.
Damn you!
Let's move on to our street raid.
Yes, this is you. Tell me what's going on in the streets and tell me what I need to look up because I probably don't know.
Okay, so I'm pretty bad on the street raid this week because it seemed more so was a lot of fights and stuff being thrown around on social media more so than the actual storyline and drama. One thing that really impacted me earlier this week was there was a Brooklyn woman, as everybody knows, in Park Slope who ran over two children.
What?
Yeah, killing them. And there was videos online of people that were there, you know, regular New Yorkers. You can imagine how ratchet it was. You know, it was literally two kids' bodies on the street dead. And it was like the most horrible thing ever. After they did a couple.
Oh my God, I'm looking at it. This is crazy. Wait, they're saying that they won't be charged.
Mental health recently. They said that she was looking. My heart just really goes out to the families that were impacted by what happened because that's just tragic and it's just crazy at that. You don't see that. You don't hear about that. It's New York. We don't see stuff like that and it's scary.
Wow, that is so crazy.
Yeah, so that's something that kind of hit home this week for me.
Of course, especially with Madison, like even thinking about that.
Yeah, it's just crazy like how people are just completely out of line. You know, they probably know that they shouldn't be driving and here you have somebody that clearly shouldn't have been driving and they took two lives while they were out and about their day.
Wow. You know? Apparently, this person was cited 4 times in the last 2 years for running red lights.
She probably ran. I didn't see what happened. Like, I don't know if she ran a red light. Well, I know if she ran over those kids. But either way, she was completely out of line. She should have been had her license revoked. Whatever. She shouldn't have had a car. It's horrible.
I'm, like, reading about it really fast, but it looks like she did run a red light. That's damn. This...
And I don't feel bad for people like that. Like, for whatever you're going through, I feel like the last thing you should be doing is driving. You know, like, if you know you have a history of, you know, doing things that you shouldn't be doing when you're driving, not even selling drugs or just whatever, you clearly can't follow traffic laws. You're dangerous to being on the streets, period. For any driver, for anybody walking across the street, for anybody even just being on the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's, driving's a privilege, not a right, man.
It's not. And here you have somebody who had a privilege and they took advantage of it and the outcome was two kids being killed earlier this week. Wow. So sad. So sad.
That's a really sad street raid, Capri, but I'm really happy that you told me about that. My heart goes out to these families.
Yeah, it happened. Like I was at work, I went on Facebook and it just was a whole bunch of videos like posted. Ugh. People from their, you know, on their cell phones. And yeah. I'm just like, what the hell? This thing happened in New York. You could tell that it happened in New York by the way people's talking. People are like, what the fuck, yo? Nah, this bitch bugging. Like, you know it was in the city. So I'm like, nah, this is crazy. So everybody started posting about it. And, of course, all of my friends on social media that have kids, we all have kids that are like 1, 2, 3 years old. And so when you see that, you're just like, what the hell? Everybody's really angry. The immediate reaction is people like, kill her. I would have killed her. You know, that's what people saying on social media. But it's just like, wow.
Wow.
So that's one street raid I got for this week. On top of A Boogie with the hoodie and his wifey or ex now, his baby mother though, Ella Banz. I guess they're single. She posted that she was single and started going on a rant. Supposedly somebody, of course, posted a video or some type of photo of her being with A Boogie and he has some type of boots. And Ella commented like, oh, cheap ass boots, made some type of video or commentary saying he has some cheap ass boots on or something. And then he had posted on Snap later, I guess I'm single, putting the crying face. So,
oh! Wow, people, they just be doing all this stuff on social media.
Yeah, that's how we get it. We don't know what's going on. Everybody just keep us updated through Snapchat. And the crazy thing with Snapchat is people will post things and regret it like 15 minutes later. So you got to catch things when it happens. You have to get the tea because like you don't hear, the celebrities won't leave that stuff up. You'll hear about a breakup of the boyfriend or somebody cheating and the spur of it happening. And then an hour when you go and look, it's not there no more on their Snapchat. They'll have everything else regular for their fans to see. But that little rant that they did, it'll be gone. people catch it though. That's how we find out about everything though.
Wow.
So that's how I found out about it. And of course everybody knows A Boogie and Ella just for being real cute, you know. Ella, she's really cute. She's from the Bronx. Everybody knows her by, you know, Ella Bands. Supposedly she was scamming, doing that whole thing, getting a lot of money. She like dropped out of high school and was just like doing the whole money thing, mad fly, whatever. And so she got with A Boogie, who has a lot of songs right now. A lot of people think he's like top NYC rapper right now. So their relationship always on social media. So to see this happening, it's kind of unfortunate, but they've had their little spats before, but you never really see it out in the open. Like Ella would do her little rants on Snapchat. That's how we would find out about this stuff. So it's just funny though. Now it seems like they're kind of single. Something happened and she's kind of fed up right now at that point. I say, hey, let it happen. Ella, she'd be doing little snippets of her recording on some song. She got a good voice. She could put a couple of bars together. Do your music thing. Do something. She got her eyelash business going. She got some hair stuff going. She got some stuff going for herself. Like, why let these guys play you? Like, you know, like, just do your thing, girl. These guys are crazy, these celebrities, you know? They figure they got somebody good at home. And they just go out in the streets and you're supposed to accept them for what they do. I mean, it does come with the life, I guess, because it's like bound to happen. I mean, like, what the hell? But it's just like, no. Are you going to be the one to put up with it, or are you going to be the one to put it to the side? I think I'm not going to put up with it. I'd rather just be lit. I'd rather just be lit.
I'm not going to judge you.
Please. I mean, I'd rather literally be the person that's just lit rather than you play me. I could just do bad all on my own. Like, and I'm not a spiteful person. Like, I feel like if somebody's going to cheat, me cheating back is not going to benefit me. The best success is just me leveling up on you and being happy, because you don't want to see me happy. Me doing something with somebody else is not going to make me happy. Me forgetting about you and maybe buying myself some clothes is going to make me happy. Going to get a nice meal from somewhere, some food, makes me happy. Everybody has different ways of dealing with stuff. I try not to, like, be
judged.
Judged or the tit-for-tat person. It's not worth it. So that was my street raid for this week. I did want to mention that I'm having a podcast tomorrow, inspired by my sister for even getting me started with this whole podcast thing. But it's going to be about the baby mama and baby daddy drama. We're airing out all of the scum behavior tomorrow night. I want everybody to tune in. I will be posting on social media. Not sure what time I'll be doing it, but I want people to tune in.
I'm really excited about this because this is the first time I'm hearing about this too. Wait, please, before we move on to the next section, please tell me more.
Okay, so I'm going to just keep it 100. I've been noticing a lot of people, I've never been a person that, I have a daughter, of course, as you know, your niece, Madison. I have a 3-year-old and I'm a single mom, so I'm not with her father, and he's not really in her life. He barely sees her, and I never post on social media anything that we go through because I'm just not that type of person. I don't want to make it seem like he's not doing what he's supposed to, because then it just makes me look stupid if you think about it. If I just ran about my daughter's father all day on social media and what he doesn't do, it's not benefiting me. It's making the world look at the situation like, wow, she really fucked up, you know, like, you're the dummy that had the baby with him. But it's not the case. You get with people and shit happens. And I feel like there's two sides to every story, but people are really scum. You know what I mean? There's dead baby daddies, and there actually are some dead baby mamas. I've actually, you know, talked to a couple of guys who have their kids. They have their daughter, you know, daughter 3-4 years old. They're raising their daughter. And it's so confusing because you would think, like, as a mother, how does the father end up having the daughter? Like, what are you doing? Like, you carried her. It's just like a mother thing. Like, where are you? You just like had the baby and now you're like gone. And this is actually happening. So to hear about it and to see people on social media, they don't really say names, but you know that who they're talking to. They'll sub and just complain all day about what the baby father, baby mother doesn't do. And I feel like it's about time everybody aired the dirty laundry. You ain't got to say no names, but it's time for people to see that there's people out here that do things like this, and we need to bring it to light. And why is it so? Some topics that I'll be discussing tomorrow is, why does fathers feel like, for the guys, why do fathers feel like the mother has to do things with you or be with you in order for you to be there for the kid? And it's a lot of cases like that. And it's a lot of reason why guys aren't in their kids' lives today, because the mother don't want to give you none. And that's a big problem.
If you because of that, they don't want to be in the kid's life.
Right. And another thing is, you know, if you moved on, now I'm going to move on. But just because I moved on doesn't mean you stop being a father. Just because there's somebody else there doesn't mean you stop being a father. You get what I'm saying? And the same thing goes vice versa. So that's some stuff we'll be talking about tomorrow. I also have some other topics that I want to bring up from some of my friends that will be calling in. So I just hope it all goes well. It seems like it's good. A lot of people got tea. Some stuff they want to let off their chest, and I'm here for it. Friday night, why not?
Hey, you know what? I support you. I very much look forward to this. Are you going to do it on Anchor?
I am going to do it on Anchor because I actually looked at the app before we started, and it says you can have, 10 people on a call at one time. Yeah. So that seems pretty lit.
I'm so excited for you. I will definitely be tuning in. I'm so proud. I'm proud that, you're taking this step with your podcasting career.
I am. I think that I'm going to take this to higher heights. I'm just going to keep finding new things to talk about, things that are entertaining my friends, people that are in my community. And we're going to keep this rolling until it can't roll no more.
Hey, I'm such a big fan of that. Okay, cool. Well, I don't even know how to follow up with that because it's obviously the best news of the week. Another podcast being, dreamt of and moved. You're moving on it because
moving on it.
Deal.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more to say. Let's just see how it goes. And we're just going to go with the flow, trying new things. But let's move on to our rant and rave.
Wait. First, I have to do a news update for the week.
Oh, yes. Do your news update. Yeah.
I've selected just a couple of top stories to talk about quickly. Capri, feel free to chime in if you know about any of these. But I just thought these were pretty fascinating that happened this week. So first one up is a New Hampshire woman has launched a legal battle because she wants to remain anonymous after winning the $560 million Powerball jackpot up in New Hampshire. Which, first of all, I just think is incredible. That's wild that she won that. Mm-hmm. But I also just thought it was really fascinating that she has to actually sue the state for the ability to remain anonymous, because I guess New Hampshire has some law that says that the lottery commission has to release the identity of the lottery winners. But she has said anonymously in her lawsuit that it goes against her privacy issue, her privacy interests, and she really wants to kind of remain unknown to people. She doesn't want people to know that she's a millionaire. She doesn't have any plans to move, to a new house or anything like that. And she wants to continue at her current job. So she just doesn't want anyone to know that she won the Powerball. And you know what? I say more respect to you.
More respect to you for really remaining humble with all of that money. Go you.
Well, on top of that, she also has promised to donate $50 million to charity off the bat. So, I just think I have a lot of respect for this. And I know that I think there's a statistic that says that a majority of people who win the lotto end up going broke. I think a lot of that has to do with getting this money and thinking that it lasts forever. And then every single person you ever met in your, who's crossed paths with you in your life is knocking at your door. And people become depressed and the money becomes more of a curse. So
you don't even want to touch it anymore.
You don't even want to touch it. And so I have a lot of respect for this woman. I say, do you fight this legal good fight? And I hope you win. I'm with that. Moving on to the next one. I don't know if you heard about this one, Capri, but I've been following this case for the last couple of months because I think this shit's crazy. So there was a journalist that was murdered this summer. Maybe I shouldn't say murdered, because the guy that they think murdered her just pleaded not guilty. Anyways, she's a journalist and she went to do some independent research aboard this guy, this Danish inventor. He had invented a submarine. He fucking made the submarine himself, and she went to visit him and see the sub. And anyway, she never returned. She never came back. She went missing. And his story changed 20 times. At first it was oh, she never got on my submarine. And then it was oh, actually she did get on my submarine, but then we docked and she left. And then it was oh, actually she did get on my submarine and she hit her head.
But oh no, he killed her.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then they found blood samples that match her or something. And then they found the body though, Capri. They found the body a week later. It it appeared, like, in the water, a couple of, I don't even know where, but the body showed up, and it was dismembered.
It
was
sick.
It's sick, like, the craziest thing. Anyways, so this guy, he has been, I guess, in their prison system. His name's Peter Madsen.
Oh, my God, he sounds crazy.
Right, Madsen. And sorry for the Madsens out there, but he got y'all looking real bad.
Womp, womp, womp.
And he pleaded not guilty today to murdering her. He said that he admits to dismembering her body and discarding it in the ocean, but he said that he doesn't plead guilty.
Okay, so hold on.
I know.
So you're telling me a girl that you possibly liked, were intending to potentially be with, developing feelings with, you knew that you had her railed on, she actually came to visit you, she came on your submarine, she trusted you that much on your man-made fucking submarine that goes in the ocean, okay? And she hit her head aboard this freaking sub, and then you decided, oh shit, let me not say anything and dismember her body in the ocean.
It's the craziest story and the saddest story.
I
want to
see how that ends. I want to really see, like, what could you,
what is his argument?
What is your argument? Disgusting.
I hope this young woman finds justice. I hope her family finds solace.
That's disgusting.
She actually went to, I'm pretty sure she's a grad of Columbia's journalism school. She's not far off from our own ages. She's a young journalist. Like, she was going out there to do a story. Now, I don't know if there was a romantic thing between them. I think they are, like, that's sort of how the media is spinning it in some of the stories. They say that they found some inappropriate material, like, on his computer, but he's a man, and I'm not, you know, I think a lot of them have inappropriate shit on their computer.
Stuff like this is crazy because it's like, you just don't know what happens, and it's scary because you don't know what type of situation she possibly was in, and it's just like, what the fuck, you know? And, like, you put your trust in people, like, freak, you build a man-made submarine, you must have some type of sense, but you're clearly mad, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't even put your full trust in people because it's like, damn, like, you're amazing, but you might be freaking mad, too. Like, you built a damn submarine, I'm taken back. A guy tells me he built a man-made submarine, I might be like, whoa.
I mean, my first thought would definitely not be like, you're a murderer. I probably would be interested in, you know, if I was a journalist,
be like, you're like awesome.
An interesting story. Like, you know, you made your own submarine. That's kind of different.
Like and what if he tried to indulge in like some type of like sexual behavior with her and if that was the case, you know, we won't know.
We don't know if he maybe took her interest in the story in the wrong way. Like, we will never know. I just hope that this thing ends with her family feeling some degree of justice. I still can't believe that this guy has admitted to, or sorry, said that he's not guilty for.
Yeah.
I just don't understand this, his precedent. But anyways, that's the saddest of all. Oh no, that's not the saddest of my news stories that I plucked this week. Today, actually, a girl was killed and a boy was injured in a shooting at an Alabama high school on Wednesday. And I only share this one because, damn, like, I feel like the way that we cover these shootings is these smaller ones, like, don't get the press that I think
fill me in, because I actually seen an article and it said something was sketchy about it, about how the girl got shot.
I don't, you might know more than I do, actually. When I said it was still developing, let me see if I can find an update. Anyways, these are still happening. Our schools are still not safe.
And I don't think arming teachers with guns is the way to go, because teachers are very scared of kids, if you don't realize. And I feel like there will be more accidents than there need be.
Given like the amount of like stuff I've seen on like WorldStar as well as YouTube of the way that some teachers treat especially like inner city like students and Black students and students of color, I definitely do not think that any of those teachers should ever be armed, because they
first
don't even
of all
know how to, like, talk to these students, let alone have access to a weapon.
Yeah, absolutely not. So you're saying that you're gonna allow teachers to have guns? That means they're allowed to have, they have to take some type of class, I would think. Like, what are they going to go to some type of gun school to learn how to shoot the right way, to shoot a student? I don't understand.
I'm considering that a lot of them still can't teach students how to do basic things like read and write and like do math
and do math and pass tests,
be distracted by learning how to use guns. Like, I'm sorry. I just do not think that should be high up on any teacher's radar. And for all the good teachers that are out there that, you know, I know there are many, I know that they did not get in this line of work so that they could have access to weapons and, like, you know, first jump into being, like, a damn near soldier.
Yeah.
Who shows up at the school with a weapon. Like, that's not...
That's not the way to go. And number one, like, if you're some... Everybody's entitled to being human. So if you're a teacher that, you know, you kind of have... You know, you yell or you might talk a little aggressive to students, the last thing you need in your draw is a gun. Okay?
It's just a crazy bird brain idea. And every time I hear people even, like, suggest or talk about it, I just laugh. And then the other thing is that I think of Philando Castile, who was... the African-American guy who got shot for legally having a weapon. He was the one who worked at a school. He was like one of the cafeteria workers, and he was stopped at a police stopped him, pulled him over. And when he was reaching for his license and registration, he let the officer know that he also had a weapon, which he was allowed to have because he was a legal gun owner. And the cop drew his weapon and fired on him anyway because he felt intimidated and did all of this in front of a child. Like, just, you know, crazy, crazy story. And I'm like, well, that is a school worker who had a gun.
Yeah.
And look what happened to him by the police. So, no, I don't think this is a good idea.
First of all, that you shouldn't be arming people, and we can't even get our own, you know, police department under control. We shouldn't be arming teachers. If we can't even get our own police to stop shooting us, what makes you think you're going to give guns to teachers to kill adolescents?
It's a bad idea.
And if it's not meant to kill them, is it meant to show some type of, you know, superiority or to show some type of power? Is that what we're teaching our kids now? If people are out of control, you draw your weapon?
Yeah, you know, that's you make a very good point, because a lot of the students that, you know, that, how do I say this, that we fear could be on some spectrum for, I guess, shooting up a school, which is really fucked up that is a spectrum.
Yeah.
But those students definitely, like, don't need to, like, I personally just don't think they need to operate under the threat either of, like, a teacher pulling a gun on them. Like, that's a different degree of hostility.
And it's the way that the news put it out. Exactly.
I don't know. That's probably a very controversial statement, but it's just, like, I feel like that's not the answer. And I know people probably, no. Like, if they're too afraid to come to school because they know teachers have guns, then I'm like, well, but how are the teachers acting to, like, reinforce that behavior? Like, what happens 5-10 years down the line with this policy, and now teachers are emboldened in the way that sometimes police officers are because they have access to a lethal weapon? Like, I don't even want to go down that slippery slope. Anyways, moving on to, this is, gosh, nothing on my list is, like, fucking happy. No, here, I'm going to end
it. No, but this is, no, because this is what it is. That's the whole problem now. It is what it is. Our news today is horrible. There's good things going on in the world. Unfortunately, that's not what we're seeing every day. This is what we're seeing when we go outside. This is what we're seeing on our social media. It's all the BS. And we're addressing it because this is real. And it's happening. And we can't sit around like it's not affecting us. We have the government, as soon as a school shooting happened, they post on the news that new gun laws for teachers might go into effect. Is that how we're reacting less than 24 hours? That's just ridiculous. We have kids out here. We need to really just be woke, because people are working to do things that we have no control over. And this is what America is right now.
That's so true. We have to stay 100% informed. The next item that I have up is kind of so sad, but this one, I guess, is more political. I just think this one is funny in a weird, fucked up way, but, like, I don't know if you've heard about the British counterterrorism police investigating the possible poisoning of a Russian spy. That's how they're treating it right now. Basically, there's this guy living in the UK. He was a former Russian spy. His daughter and him were both poisoned by a mysterious substance. And that substance is probably some type of nerve agent. And now, like, 26 other people are also being, like, hospitalized and treated for, you know, exposure to this poison right. or whatever it is, this chemical, and the UK is pointing fingers at Russia, you know, thinking they're behind it. And I think the thing that kind of pisses me off the most with this story is that, like, first of all, this isn't even new. I feel like this has been happening for the last, like, 2 years in the UK, and every single time this happens, I feel like we get a number of, like, British politicians who come out, like, saying that, like, this is an act of war by Russia, and, like, they're gonna do something about it, and then nothing happens.
A lot of talk.
You know, I'm not saying that America's in a good place right now with a lot of our talk, but, like, I'm, you know, political grandstanding around these very serious issues that, like, one day we might look back on and go, oh yeah, maybe we should have actually done something about these very aggressive tactics by another, like, by another nation,
right?
You know, that's, I feel like that should be their response, and it's just not. Like, I find it very muted.
Yeah, it's very muted. And also, the U.S., we're not known to just be bullied by anybody. Like, we're top notch. That's just what our motto is. So to see, like, that happening to people in the country, not, you know, trying to help them, but just want to point the blame, like, you can point the blame and do all the shit talking you want, but we're still dying over here.
Yeah, I don't know, Free. I think this one is foreign news, you know, the Brits, they got to handle their own thing, do things
Brits,
their own way.
Man.
You know, there are brothers across the ocean, I understand it, but I do think they need to get their act together around this, like, situation of people poisoning people on their soil. Like, come on, guys. Like, you can't let that happen.
Yeah, like, you got to put your foot down and do something now. Like, it's not even something to sleep on. It's like, what the freak?
No. This is very important. Wow. Our conversation this week is super, super serious. Can you believe last week we were talking about Black China and Rob Kardashian?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was pretty dope.
I know. And this week we're all like, let's talk about foreign policy and, like, gun control. I love how we do this.
I love this, how this switch. No, that's what it's all about, being versatile and just going with the flow, because that's
going with the flow. Mm-hmm. And each week it'll be something different depending on what's happening in the news and how we're feeling.
Right.
And today, I guess this is how we're feeling.
It's how we feeling.
That wraps it up. There's been a lot of news out this week. I guess I could have also said that today is the International Women's Day. Woo-woo. I should have started with that. Woo-woo. And that's pretty exciting.
Shout out, mommy.
I was just about to say, if you haven't, like, told a woman that you love that they're amazing today, you should get on it. And, you know, actually, when you guys were listening to this, it might be Friday, so maybe you should do something about that with your lady.
Yeah, for the make up for that. But we love you, mommy. Love you, mommy.
Hey, yeah, you're amazing. This is, you know, you make us so proud with how hard
yes.
you work.
Don't make me cry.
I know. Let us not cry.
Right, I don't know. Mommy makes me so emotional. I can't.
I know.
Okay, let's stop.
Okay, let's stop before we turn this into a stop desk. Okay, let's move on. Rant and rave. I got mine for this week. Capri, what do you got? One rant, one rave.
Okay, mine is basically about the just energy in the air. This is just a PSA. Stop with the weird energy and weird vibes. Like, if you don't like somebody, stop watching and checking on their social media. Stop talking about them. Stop giving them the time of day if you really genuinely don't like them. I'm just seeing a lot of people, you know, just being negative, you know, and latching onto people's positivity in their life, trying to bring them down. You can see it on social media and people trying to do it in my life too. Stay away. I got the garlic and the sage. I am not here playing with you guys. Leave me alone. Okay, that's my rant, okay? I just don't do nothing. I live, okay? And I see people looking on my Snapchat, checking for me, and I heard y'all don't like me. Leave me alone. Stop checking for me. Please. That's all I gotta say for my rant. My rave, though? I'm about to be 25, and I'm happy that my birthday's coming up soon. So I just want to bring it out there. I feel a lot of love, motivation in the air, just like, it's just good energy right about now. Excited.
27 days of Capri.
Yes, 27 days of me. We're skipping over Pisces season. Aries season is full in effect. Ram season. Woo!
What'd you get for your birthday, though?
Question mark.
Dot, dot, dot. Get
it's
back to
floating
me
in the air. Yeah, it's, I don't know, right, as of right now.
It better not snow.
Listen, as the weather is going right now, I don't know if I'm wearing shorts, a dress, a coat, some fur. I don't know what's going on anymore. I just might have to change my destination, though.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
We'll talk more of that. We'll talk more about that.
Happy almost birthday.
Thank you. I am so excited, guys. You guys have no idea. I'm going to be 25, and it feels really good because, okay, I have to be as honest as I can because last year I was not working. I was not working, and this year I'm working, and it feels better to do more for myself this year because it's well-deserved. I worked hard last year. I was in school, and I was doing the whole mommy thing on my own, still doing it on my own, but I managed to graduate from school and got myself a really good job, and here I am this year turning 25, more pocket in my you know, more money in my pocket than I had last year, and I am very, very happy.
Good for you.
And I couldn't have done it without my family. So I love you guys. Shout outs to my dad, my mom, and my sisters. I love you guys dearly.
Amazing. Well, we love you too, and we're super proud of you.
Woo!
For my rant and rave, okay, so for my rant, this is a story, and I hope you enjoy this story.
I'm ready.
So, on yesterday, the day of this fucking snow blizzard hurricane of March.
All right, hold on. I got a lot to say, okay? When you say that it's going to be 8 to 12 inches in Manhattan, we take that very serious, New York. The weather can't say things like that. When you say numbers 8 to 12, you cannot just blurt that out on the news and it not happen. Some of us wanted it to happen. We wanted to not go to work this morning. I couldn't even sleep last night because I kept checking to see if there was going to be white on the floor at 3, 4, 5 in the morning. Like, yes.
It's like such a letdown when you see that it's like, oh, less than 2 inches, so I got to go to work.
What? I looked up. I woke up at 9 and it was just grass on the floor. I was so mad at the grass on the ground. I never have been more mad at
grass.
And
you're like, why can I see you? Why?
I was so upset. I was ready to just be laid up. I wanted to watch Twilight all day back to back. And that's all I wanted to do. And be snowed in with my daughter. And that couldn't happen. Thank you. It's okay. We had some stuff going on, but it's basically going to be gone by the weekend.
I know. It really was not worthy of that type of hype. But
yeah, you guys hyped it, guys.
Of the fake blizzard, which was yesterday.
The flizzard.
The flizzard. The flazzard.
The flazzard.
Flazzard. That fake, the fazzard. Okay, we're going to stop now. I got on a train. And so basically what happened
was, I got on the train,
right? So there was this black guy sitting with his legs kind of like, you know, spread. So he was kind of like occupying 2 seats, right? And nobody was really trying to sit next to him because honestly, even if he like closed his legs, like the seat that would have been left over would have been so small that like nobody would have wanted it anyway.
Like it would have been forceful to even try to sit in it.
Except
like you knew better.
Except this like middle-aged, have to say the race here because it matters, white man gets on the train and he squeezes himself into this spot. And everybody sort of like raises an eyebrow because he doesn't even say like excuse me or anything. Like he just really
he makes his own room, right?
And the black guy gets up, and I'm sort of standing at one of the poles near this.
Oh,
and
shit.
He gets up and he's clearly mad, but he doesn't say anything to the guy. He just mutters under his breath like mm-hmm. no, fuck this, and like walks away to the other end of the subway. Okay, so I thought it would stop there until this messenger, this young black woman, had a really nice headscarf, by the way. I think she was a messenger, though, because she had her bike and she had one of those like.
Shout out to the headscarf.
She must have been in some type of testy mood because then she started muttering under her breath to nobody in particular because she wasn't on the train with any friends. She just starts muttering about how there he go, Mr. White Guy, squeezing himself into the space where he clearly don't fit.
Oh.
And she just, like, she went off. And at the beginning, I think everybody was, like, kind of scared in the way that, like, whenever altercations begin on the subway, you're always like, I don't know where this is going to go.
Of
but
course.
The first part of it, some people were like, well, he kind of did squeeze himself into that seat. And,
but she had y'all going at a point.
Right. You know, at that point, I think, you know, we were like, okay, maybe she has a point here. But then. He responds to her.
Oh, shit.
The white guy looks at her and he's like, excuse me, are you talking about me? You know, you have your bike. Like, some people think that's rude. She went off on him. Like, she went off. She went to the nine. She got so mad. She was like, was I even fucking talking to you? Oh. I wasn't even talking to you. And then she was like, don't talk to me. She was like, because you just came in here, Mr. All Powerful, because that's how y'all are. That's how y'all think. Like, that's where she
She's from Brooklyn.
She took it there, and she started, like, attacking him for being, like, the man and, like, keeping black black people everywhere down. And then he responded, and he said,
oh, shit, no.
No, I've been a teacher in Harlem for 20 years, which, by the way, is admirable, but is the wrong thing to say to that person in this particular situation, because it sounds like you're using your status as, like,
I dealt with your kind.
Right, I fuck with your kind, which even, like, I kind of grimaced as soon as he said it, because I was like, no.
Yeah, I would have cringed.
I was like, no.
What are you doing?
The worst thing you could possibly say. To which she then lost it. Like, she just completely
furious anger.
And, like, she was infuriated. And she then told him about how it was in his DNA to subjugate people who were different than him, and that it was in his mentality and his mindset. Yep, she went there. And then she said, that's okay, because what's happening right now is the black people are rising up because we're recognizing the superiority of our DNA.
Oh, shit, she started bringing people in it.
Then she went on, and then she said, and that's why with Ryan Coogler and Black Panther and the success of Black Panther, all y'all, meaning white people, I guess, in this situation, are going to see that black people are aliens from another planet.
Lost me. It went left. Completely left. What? I thought she was just the sister talking that shit. You know how people just have a bad day and they on their bullshit? You get what I'm saying? That ignorant shit? You said we aliens now? Oh, no. Mama, be quiet. It's so awkward for everybody on the train that got is like of color, because it's like, damn, bitch, you're speaking for the rest of us.
I know. I was like, can you please be quiet and can you not bring Black Panther into this? I was like, nobody needs to hear these things.
Went from movie to alien. Words. It just sounds crazy.
It just sounds crazy. I was like, you sound ignorant and racist, and you started from maybe an okay position, and now you sound nuts.
Oh. You sound psychotic. So
that's my rant. My rant is to people who, you know, think they're doing the right thing by speaking out on the train, but then go off into crazy person land because they really don't know what they're talking about and they're just mad. And maybe
sometimes less is more. Say what you gotta say and keep it moving.
Maybe next time you feel the need to say something or speak out, really think about what that, like, 5 to 6 word power sentence would be to shut down whatever the scenario is, and say that and nothing more and play it cool, or don't say nothing at all, because getting into, like, back and forth conversations that make everybody feel like they just want to, like, jump off the train, mm-hmm, is really crazy, especially in the day of a blizzard when it's not sticking and all of us know that we are going to have to go to work tomorrow.
It doesn't make sense to go on the train and just be angry. If you're upset, don't rant and don't get into an argument, because that's when you start saying dumb stuff. The better time to try to engage in confrontation, if you want to say it's when it's happening, is when you have a clear mind, because then you think of the clever things to say versus thinking of off of emotion and you're saying dumb stuff. Now it just seems like you're mad at the world.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So that's my rant. Don't get on the train when you're angry. Don't rant when you're angry. And don't detangle when you're angry. There we go.
Right. And take your time, like we said.
Those are the keys to happiness in New York City and life. My rave for this week. What is my rave for this week? My rave for this week, I think, is I had a shit ton of work to do for school, and I've got almost all of it done for the most part, and spring break is next week. And I know, right? And even though I'm not going to, like, you know, typical, like, college spring break places, I am so happy to get some rest and relaxation. And, you know, maybe you and me, Capri, maybe we should go to a spa or something for a day.
We really should. Let's take a trip.
Nice.
We should take a trip out of town. It doesn't have to be somewhere. And take mommy's camera.
Wait, did you say go somewhere where mommy can't find us?
No, I said that would be nice. We could go.
You're not gonna like that.
Mommy's gonna always find us. We're all on the same plan.
I know. We're all tracked. Like, our phones are all tracked.
I said, let's go out of town and take mommy's camera. I have her camera.
Oh, yeah. That can be a lot of fun. We take lots of photos.
Yeah, hopefully it's not like really bad weather. But even if it is, let's just get out because I haven't been out in a minute. So that would be nice.
There we go. So that's my rave. My rave is I'm done with this week. I'm almost done with this semester. And spring break is coming. And I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to drink a lot of wine. I'm going to eat a lot of ice cream. And I'm going to go to the gym.
Mood. Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds healthy.
Sounds healthy, right? I'm going to go to the gym, eat lots of ice cream. Cool. What's next? What's up? We are moving into wait. Before we close this out and kind of finalize things with this week, we got to talk about the Oscars.
Oh, yeah. We have to talk about that.
I don't want to talk about the Oscars themselves because, like, honestly, you can go read all the opinion pieces online about who should have won and who shouldn't have won. I want to talk about what people were wearing.
Let's go.
Wait, I'm pulling it up right now. I have like a million tabs open. I need to.
Yeah, you should probably exit some stuff out.
I know. Okay, here we go. So have you looked at any of these looks? Any favorites so far? Because I know I got my favorites and I got my not favorites.
I'm pulling it up right now because I don't want to do it on my phone.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to talk about Lupita Nyong'o's look because I've read so many really wonderful things about this. And so here's the thing. I think she looks great. I think she looks fantastic. I think she looks radiant.
Who are we talking about right now?
Lupita Nyong'o.
I'm looking at her now. She looks fabulous.
She looks fabulous. My question is, what do you think of the dress itself?
Okay, so the dress, I'm not favoring the this black shoulder. It just looks very random. The piece falls very nice on her. I like the right shoulder. It looks nice. I'm just not a fan of the other part. I feel like they're trying to incorporate some type of Black Panther thing into her look when it should just be very authentic. She should have had her own thing going.
I don't know.
Still looks like she's in the movie.
It does feel very costumey to me, and I also feel like it's two dresses mashed up, and I don't necessarily see the cohesion. That said, I do think she is completely pulling it off.
She's wearing this dress.
Like, this is a great wearing of a dress. I just not 100% feeling the dress. I just thought I should throw that.
She looks amazing. She always looks amazing. The dress itself, I don't even think on another person. I'm just not a favorite of the dress.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm happy we're agreed on that. That's how I feel.
Check.
All right. Mm-hmm. Next up. Wait, which one are you looking at?
I'm looking at the one that's the red carpet.
If you
the
look
slide at slideshow.
Yeah, make sure you look at the Vogue one because I feel like that one, I always trust Vogue's like
red. Yeah, that's the one that I'm looking.
So we're not going to go through all of these, but I really need to point out how much I dislike Emily Blunt's dress.
Oh my God. Ew.
I don't know why.
What is it?
I don't know. It's just like, it's like such a funny blue, and I don't understand what's happening on the shoulders, and I don't understand what is wrapping around the bodice, and I really don't understand the little bag that she's holding. And like, if she's happy with this dress, I'm happy that she's happy. I think women feel confident, but
it looks very Amish.
It
looks like if. I'm not gonna lie, like, it looks like if she had a rough night and, like, was running away from, like, a serial killer in the woods, like, that dress would look so trash. Like, your dress needs to be so fire after your horror story. Like, it should still...
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is, like, a 2 in my book. I think it would be...
Oh, this is a negative 1.
Negative 1.
I wouldn't even have... It wouldn't have been on the freaking cart thing that they want to wheel into my dressing room. I would have been like, no, throw it away.
I would have fired whoever brought me that dress.
Get out!
I would have been like,
get out!
Get out! I was like, are you fucking psychotic?
I would have cried. I would have cried. I'm like, who hired you? I'm like, who pulled your paperwork? Get out.
I'm skipping.
What about Meryl Streep?
You know, I honestly, I was gonna just like skip over this one because, like, yeah, it's like whatever. It's a red dress. It doesn't offend me.
It's Meryl.
She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, she can do whatever she wants. What about Nicole Kidman?
Okay.
She looks like I can bend and trot her in a different million positions with this dress. I'm not a favor of it.
I am not.
She looks like a robotic. I don't like the material.
It looks very stiff.
It looks hard to move. Like, when she got in the car, it was probably a big situation to just sit down, like, and to get in.
She's not a fan of the hair.
I don't like the hair neither. It looks not good.
Yeah.
It's not working for me. I think if she had her hair up, it probably would have done something. A ponytail can do so much. The earrings, I don't think. It's an offer.
Center parts are hard to pull off.
Yeah, but I just think that this is not...
I'm not
a fan. Yeah, it's not good for me. And I think also the blue is not complimenting it. I don't know. I don't even think if it was another color, it would be.
It's like the material and it's the shape of the dress.
Right. No, I don't like it.
I'm not a fan. I really enjoyed, if you scroll down a bit, Sandra Bullock has this like kind of like golden, like Louis Vuitton.
I love
that posing, like, gown. I like this.
Well, first of all, I love Sandra Bullock. I think she's absolutely beautiful. I think she's a great actor. And every time I see her, I get really, really happy. So, go her.
Yeah.
I love this dress on her. She looks amazing.
I'm a really big fan. I also love a dress that, like, I don't know, like, the Nicole Kidman one that we just saw. Like, I just think, like, that's crazy. Like, I don't understand why you would put that on except, like, if you're
going to the
Met Gala. But this to me, like, I don't know, I really like Sandra Bullock's number. I think it's a very nice, classy dress. I think it works for her. I think her makeup looks great with it.
She looks like way the top blends with a very like soft. It doesn't look like it's like something that is irritant or bothersome. So I like it a lot.
I'm a fan. Emma Stone is next up. This isn't a dress, but I just, first of all,
she's so cute.
She's so cute. And I don't think she was nominated for anything this year. Was she?
Anyway, did she do anything this year?
I think she was in some tennis movie with Steve Carell. But either way, I feel like she just sort of checked out and was like, I won all my Oscars last year.
I'm good.
I'm coming in pants.
Right, I'm chilling. I'm good. I'm dipped in Louis. I'm good.
Yes. I really respect Emma Stone's look. I was like, duly noted.
Right.
Awesome. Duly noted. So I really like Jennifer Lawrence's dress.
I'm taken away by her actual just her hair. It looks really, really nice.
It's a good look. I like the styling of this. It took me a second because I think this photo to me doesn't do this dress justice, or maybe it's like the stance. But when she walked out on stage, when she was like at the Oscars doing her like presentation, she looked really good. It's a great dress.
It looks really nice. It probably has a lot of movement too. Like, it looks really nice. It moves.
Well, look at the next one. I really like this. Gal Gadot and Da Vinci.
I love that bottom. The fringe bottom is something that's, you know, not everybody can pull it off. I feel like you actually have to have personality to go with the fringe. You know,
really
like, you can't be bland with the fringe. You got what I'm saying? It doesn't complement it. You have to smile. You have to have elegance. Like, you have to flow with the fringes because they're going to move and you need to move too.
And it has to be playful. You know, like, Nicole, I don't know if Nicole could pull off the fringe like this.
No, because she's too, like,
it's a little rigid.
Yeah. A little robotic. The next one up, I am not a fan. And that should have been a no for her when she seen it. And yeah.
Yeah, I think this is a little bit of a contention amongst people about the color pink. I don't actually think this color looks good on her skin tone.
This is the girl that played in Lady Bird, and also what's the other movie?
Like a million movies she's around.
Yes, yeah, I forgot what
she's
it was
in Brooklyn.
Called. She played the little girl also in the movie, remember? It was the what? Book. The same author who wrote Stargirl.
Why am I blanking on this? The same author who wrote Stargirl?
Yes. Oh, no, no, no. It wasn't the same author. Lovely Bones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Lovely Bones.
Right. Okay.
She was in that. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, who's this Timothy Chalamet?
Oh, I was waiting for you to see Timothy. I think his last name is Chalamet.
Oh my God, he looks so dark and mysterious. I love
this look.
And the he looks that, like he turns to a vampire or werewolf at night.
And the fact that he's wearing like the all white suit and he's rocking it so well, like
yeah, because he's so dark and mysterious looking with the all white. It just makes you intrigued.
I know, Miss. I wanted to watch Twilight on my day off.
Yeah, I love this look. It looks very nice. I'm drawn. I like it.
Me too. Okay, I really need to know what you think of the next dress. It's Greta Gerwig in Rodart. Is it Rodart? Is it Rodarte? Somebody let Claire know. What do you think? Greta.
Greta, come on. That just sounds like your mom hated you.
Oh, that's so mean. Greta's a nice
Greta? Name. Oh, come on, man. Let's. I would hope that it has some type of swing to it, and it's not Greta. I'm sorry. Greta.
It's Greta. Fuck. Some names, you know, some sort of, like, what are they called? Like, throwback names, like Eleanor or, like, Ethel.
Ethel is a no for it. That's like, when you think of Ethel, I think of, like, Snaggletooth. And, like...
Who do you know that's a Snaggletooth named Ethel?
I don't know. I just automatically think of, like, Snaggletooth and Nanny McPhee. Like, the name Ethel just sounds like Lisp and Snaggletooth.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Okay, but let's get back to this dress. I think that she needs to be, like, running around in, like, a field full of daisies somewhere. It just looks very, like, that.
I have to agree.
It looks very Southern. It looks very Southern.
I wanted to really like whatever Greta wore because
I love her.
Greta this year, she's, you know, made an amazing little film called Lady Bird that's just impressed lots of people. And, you know, I think she's...
I haven't really seen this movie, Lady Bird. That's already two people that are...
You should check it out.
What is it about? Give me a brief...
It's definitely a coming-of-age movie of a young woman in, I believe, the West Coast. I don't even remember where it's at. Seattle, Washington State, mm-hmm. somewhere over there. And it's her last year in high school, and it's about her navigating her last year with a mother who's kind of overbearing. Her mother, like, works some crazy shifts as a nurse at a hospital, mm-hmm. maybe a medical assistant. Her father is laid off from his job. She goes to a parochial. She's sort of the outsider. She wants to become friends with the cool kids. Aww. She loves dating the guy. The guy ends up being, oh, well, there's spoilers. The guy ends up being gay. Like, then she dates some other guy who's actually Timothy Chalamet, the one who had the suit that you really liked. He's in that movie. Yeah, he plays her, like, second love interest. Look, it's really sweet. It's a great little film.
I need to tune in.
You definitely need to see it. I think you're going to love it. But in regards to this dress, I'm going to have to say it's a pass for me.
It's an offer. I think her hair looks really nice. I think if she had... I honestly think that if she, with her hair like that, if she wore like a blazer and like a pants, she could have pulled out a very nice look. She probably even didn't even need to wear a dress. Her aura alone is very classy, and she looks really, really nice. Like, I'm envisioning her in something else because the dress is just so bad.
Yeah, the dress, I think it's that color. It's that canary yellow.
I'm not in favor of the little stuff that they have going on it. I think she needed something plain. Yeah, because she's a look all in herself. She just needs to glow and have a piece just compliment her, and that would have been just fine.
Exactly. It's like the dress is almost too loud.
It's doing too much.
It's doing way too much.
Yeah, it's a pass. What about our next one? What is it, Margot?
Margot?
Margot Robbie?
Mm-hmm. She's in, have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
She's in Wolf and Wall Street. She's also in, what's that, Suicide Squad?
She's in Suicide Squad, and this year she was in I, Tonya.
Yeah, I like this. Mm-hmm. I like this look on her. I don't like the little, I'm not a fan of this thing that's going across her chat.
The Christmas tree fringe?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan of that either. inclined to dislike this just because I think I'm very envious of Margot Robbie for some unknown reason.
I love her.
But I have to give credit where credit's due. She is rocking this dress. Like, again, this is probably another, like, Lupita Nyong'o situation where, like, I don't love this extra detailing that is whatever this
at the
like,
bottom thing yeah, is. And even bottom. At the bottom,
it's too much also of a wedding dress for me.
It looks very like ceremony, like I don't know, like don't some know. Type of
Christian. I mean, it is a ceremony, you know, that's what they're going, but it's just like, I don't know, it's too like bridal for me.
Yeah, I'm not digging this at all.
So, but you know what? I'm not digging it, but Margot Robbie is slaying it.
She's slaying it. Jennifer Garner.
Okay, I really like this dress.
I like her dress, but she looks like she needs to go into Amazon somewhere and, like, take on a full anaconda or something. I don't understand why she looks so, like...
Serious?
Yeah, she looks like she's ready to punch anybody.
Wait, Capri, while you're, like, on your computer, you need to Google Jennifer Garner Oscars GIF. And... just because there's a moment in the Oscars where she's clapping and for some unknown reason she has like this serious thought that like crosses her face and she like kind of slows down with her clap and the internet went crazy.
Oh really?
Yeah, because it's like literally 2 or 3 seconds and it's like she's super excited and clapping and then like this look of horror crosses her face and she looks like she just saw like I don't know like her worst
from the Oscars
nightmare in her brain. Yeah, at the Oscars. I don't know, it's probably one of those moments where you just like don't know the camera's on you and your face does something real stupid. Which is why I personally never want to be a celebrity.
Oh, let me see, Jennifer Garner, who's there, she wants to Oscar. Let me see, this is hilarious because it sucks because it's like you're a normal human being, you're probably like having like a little epiphany or just like a something just cross your mind, but the cameras are always rolling. You can't even have that.
You can't shut it off. You can't shut it off.
Okay, so let me look.
Let's see. Tell me when you got it. I'm like 2 glasses of wine deep, so I'm gonna start muttering.
Oh my god, why does she look so...
She's like mad concerned again. I know.
Something like for-
it's pretty crazy
funny.
She broke the internet. I think her dress is pretty badass.
Zendaya
dance right here is strange. Zendaya's dress, I really like this.
I like this brown, like it's not an easy color to just rock like this. And it's very neutral, like, and she doesn't look like she's doing much. She looks like she just threw her hair up in a bun, had a makeup artist do her makeup, like, a calm slay. She bodied this dress, and she's just chilling.
I don't even know, like, how she pulled this off, because to me, this is, like,
this is a poppin'-ass look. I actually haven't seen something that looks like this.
This is so risky to me. Like, if this came to me too, like on a hanger, I would fire my stylist as well. And I guess I would be wrong because this is definitely, I think, one of those dresses where you got to try it on. You can't judge it on the hanger.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's like that with a lot of pieces. You know, you can't judge it until you put it on because it's just not hanging the right way. It's not sitting the right way.
I think it's gorgeous. I love this Zendaya in GM Bastista Villiers Couture. I don't even know.
Shout out to them.
You killed it. Amazing.
Camila Alves
and Vivian Westwood. I don't like Vivian Westwood. I'm just gonna throw that out there. I just don't like her styles.
I honestly don't care who she is. I know that this is something that I don't like, and it looks like an origami piece went wrong and somebody shoved some stuff out the side of it because they missed the fold. That's exactly what it looked like.
That's exactly what it looked like.
I'm not a fan of it at all, and I don't think she likes it either.
Yeah, she doesn't look happy. Moving on. Next.
She looks like Corpse Bride.
Oh, here's Armie Hammer.
He looks nice. It looks nice.
Yeah.
It looks velvet?
I think that's
like
velvet.
Like a velour?
It's fine.
It's working. It's going.
They got it easy for this. I feel like, you know, the biggest thing is don't fuck it up, you know?
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't look like he smells like he's going to smell the same way he smelled at the end of the Oscars. It looks like that might sweat him out.
It could be hot down there.
It looks kind of hot. Yeah, he looks kind of... It looks good, though. He's doing it. It's working.
What do you think of the next one, Viola Davis and Michael Kors? Very curious to know what you think.
Particular hair, you can pull it off. Thin hair, you cannot do that. So if it's noticeably thin and you want to put a big, big puff of hair in the back of your head, it doesn't work that way. The dress, I'm not a fan of it because I think the shoulders are, like, it should have came in more like a halter or some type of racer back, because she has tan lines and it's kind of throwing me off. I think I don't think it's working for me. I like her. I love her. I think she's awesome and she's an amazing actor. I just don't think this dress right now is doing it for me. And I'm not a fan of the hair either.
I want to know how she manages to appear 15 years younger in this one outfit ensemble. Because
if you can tell me, she doesn't even look her age at all.
She looks like she's 20. I'm mostly floored by this whole look, because she looks so fucking young.
Yeah, she looks really young.
Pink, or like the fact she's pulling hair back with the big hoop earrings. And shout out to the hoop earrings, because I love anybody who rocks hoops on a red carpet.
Okay.
So I have a lot of respect for that. You know, it's the same note I have for Miss Swarcy, cannot pronounce her name, Ronan.
Mm-hmm.
I really, 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 really don't know how I feel about pink on, like, lots of skin tones. Like, even here, I just don't know. Like, I don't know. I think I just don't like pink. I don't think the pink looks good on the red carpet.
Honestly, I feel like when it comes to pink, you have to be very gentle. And it's one of those colors that can make you look very fat. In all the wrong places, like the wrong crease, they could just make it look a little bit more than it should be. I think that you have to be very playful with pink. You cannot do something like this is like a Pepto-Bismol pink, and they should have did it's risky. It's something, and it can't be too much. Like, that's the other thing. It's a pink that it shouldn't be so much material. It should have probably been shorter or something, or just been flown into another color, maybe like a try, like a blend or something, like an ombre, because she looks like Pepto-Bismol.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah, but she looks amazing herself.
Yeah, you know? She looks great.
She looks great.
Viola gets a 10 out of 10. The dress gets maybe a 4 out of 10.
It gets a 4 out of 10 because she's wearing it and it's doing something, so we'll give it that much.
There you go. Wait, scoot ahead. The next ones are like, okay, but let's just go forward to number 29, Mary J. Blige.
All right, let's just take a minute here and talk about this. Mary, I think, okay, this is where I think the problem is. The problem is it looks kind of sloppy. And it looks kind of sloppy because you have the crease going to one side, and then you have the off shoulder on the other side. So it looks like something should be up. Like, it looks like the shoulder part should possibly be up, like it drooped down or something. I don't know. I'm not sure if maybe it's the picture. But if the shoulder part does go up, then, the dress looks very nice. I'm not a fan of her hair. Mary always had problems with her hair. I think that it makes her look... It doesn't look like she likes it.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about this isn't working for me. I think you're right about just the different... The way the thing is stitched. If that, like, left shoulder is really meant to be, like, hanging off her shoulder, I definitely don't like it. If it's meant to be up, then, like, Mary, why is it down? Like, I don't know what's going on here. And then in the front, this weird like V that you point out that's like kind of dipping to the right is just so strange. And like, it kind of feels like it doesn't look like it's well like tailored. Like, I'm seeing creases on the right hand side.
Yeah, it's not working for me.
Like Versace, like, what were you thinking? Like, I don't blame this on Mary. I'm like, Versace, like, it's your job to make like things that fall like appropriately on the human body, and I don't know who their tailors are, but they kind of missed the mark. Like, something about this just is not working. And
it looks like a beginner piece, something that you would see on Project Runway. And yeah. I would expect more from Versace. Yeah. However, the bag is cute. I can't really see her jewelry, so I don't know. But the bag is pretty cute. The dress.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan right now. Sorry.
Not a fan. Okay, well, just look at the next one because, like, what the hell is going on?
Okay, Andre Day and Zach Posen. All right, listen to me. This looks like this looks like somebody took a sewing needle and took somebody's grandmother's bed curtain, you know, the sheet that goes around the bed mattress, and it bunched it up and sewed it up. It doesn't look good. I don't like it. I'm not a fan because you can't even tell really what the pattern is. Like, is that a big flower? Is that like a big flower, pink flower?
This thing looks accidental. It looks like she fell out of bed and fell into some curtains, and however she fell into them, somebody rushed in.
I'm getting Pennywise. I'm getting Pennywise from it. I really am. Like, I really...
That's never a good thing.
I'm really getting Pennywise right now. Because when I seen the movie, they showed the old version of Pennywise, like, I guess when he was haunting the kids, like, in the newspaper version in the movie. And his outfit kind of looked like that. This is not good. I'm not a fan. Her hair looks very, and the hair, it's not subtle. It kind of reminds me of Calypso from Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a lot of stuff going on here.
There's a lot. Well,
her shoes look cute, but I don't know.
It's too much.
It's way too much.
I think she could have done a lot less. I don't want to go through any more of these. I honestly, my overall view was that this year on the red carpet, it was like, okay.
It wasn't anything spectacular. It was just like, no. They did it. They went.
When your favorite dress is worn by Jennifer Garner, then you know... that this year was just like okay, like, and that's not even like an insult to Jennifer Garner. I actually really like Jennifer Garner.
Okay, wait, like, but one more.
She's not
one more.
What? One more?
Okay, Paz Vega.
What number is it?
That's 42. I just want to take a moment to look at it. I mean, I can't really tell by the angle. It looks like it was like, I'm a fan of that Japanese type of art. You know, the stem, the branches, and then, like, the cherry blossoms and the flowers. I don't know how it looks in the front. What do you think?
I'm trying to see if I can find an alternative view. I think I like it, which is very weird. I think it's because I also am, like, inclined to sort of like this sort of styling. Okay, wait. I found another photo, so I can tell you what it looks like from the front. It's interesting. So that thing that's like sort of hanging off of her arm in the photo that you're looking at, that looks like it's cut, like her arm is sort of tucked into this whole back thing that's attached to that arm thing is like a train. So it's kind of cool. Like, you know what I like about it is I like bold geometry in fashion. I know that I can't pull it off, but some people really can. And I have a lot of respect for people who try to do that. You know, I like it. I think it's fun. It's probably not my favorite dress, again, in the same way like how Lupita's isn't my favorite dress. Yeah. But I think in this case, I just like the pattern more.
Right.
I'm a bigger fan of it. And I think that I think she's really wearing the dress. It's a personal preference. It's not something that I would personally wear. But, like, mad respect to Paz Vega.
Paz Vega, like, I mean, a lot of the stuff I feel like we personally wouldn't wear. I think the whole point is, like, you get something that's, like, a piece that is not something that you usually see, but it looks really nice on your body. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, I don't think you're supposed to be completely comfortable with the look, but it's supposed to work for you and make you look fire. You know what I mean? It's not going to be your regular bodycon, you know, tight dress or whatever. It's a look that hasn't been worn, and can you pull it off? How good do you look? Because I think it's testing the waters with a lot of these dresses. And I feel like it's always been like that at the Oscars, even at the Met Gala. It's all about how you work it.
I like the Met Gala, though, because I feel like the Met Gala for me is like...
so much expression. It's just so awesome. I love it.
It's, It's way more expressionistic. I don't think that the Oscars... I'm not going to tell any woman when or when not to wear her favorite expressionistic loud fucking outfit. If you want to wear crazy Rihanna-level ball gown every single day of your life, like, more power to you. I just think that overall this year with the Oscars, I just was a little underwhelmed. And I think that's because sometimes, for me, the middle ground between, like, a sort of, like, safe, like, but could a safe but couture gown and then a fully out there gown, like, I think that's like really huge range, and sometimes I feel like people should just commit and go all the way, which is why, like, I didn't really like Margot Robbie's dress with, like, that weird thing at the top, because it feels like an afterthought. Like, a designer made basically a white dress and then was like, you know what? This isn't different enough. Let me add some tinsel.
Yeah. Like, you and know, sometimes, like we said earlier, sometimes less is more.
I think less sometimes is more, and we should all tell that to Whoopi Goldberg, number 43.
I seen somebody post, and big ups to her, like, oh my god, Whoopi looks so good. And then when I happened to look at the picture after the post, because mind you, I didn't finish rolling down the screen, I seen her in this, you know, aqua paisley pattern dress, and it's not working for me at all. Like, we haven't seen Whoopi like this, and I don't want to see her like this. I don't think it's working, and I don't think she thinks it's working. I think they gassed her and said that you look great and amazing, and this looks so awesome on you, but I don't think it's working for me. I don't think that it says Whoopi.
It doesn't say Whoopi for me either. I think it's too Cinderella-y for
her.
Like, for
her, at her age now, I feel like more elegance is the way to go. I don't think she needs to do all of the puffy dresses. It's not, we don't think of Whoopi in that way. And I don't think we want to see her in that way.
And I wonder how much Whoopi, you know, but then I wonder, like, you know, maybe this is how she wants to be presented. And she saw this and was like, I want to be the belle of the ball.
I want to see Whoopi sexy. Like, on her sexy stuff. You know, like a nice.
This is not sexy.
That's not. That's more like, I always wanted to be a princess. But I'm old school, so I like this pattern.
Right. Like, it's the weirdest, but it's the weirdest princess dress, because I've never, like, why is this princess dress, like, dark emerald green and, like, got purple and yellow flowers on it? Like, I wouldn't buy this, I don't know, I wouldn't buy this princess dress, like, at a store, so it's not a princess dress to me, but it's got, like, this princess cut.
Yeah.
I don't know. Christian Siriano is hit or miss for me. Sometimes he wins, sometimes he doesn't. I hope Whoopi's happy with this look.
Hopefully. Whoever in her camp, they told her that she did great. So, kudos to you, Whippy. You did it. You wore it.
Do you want to do a couple of more? Should we wrap it up? What are you feeling?
Let's wrap it up, because I have to go to work. Yeah. Life goes on, unfortunately.
Hey, I know. I feel you. Okay, well, here. To wrap things up, the first thing I think we should say is that we're still looking for a name. We've gotten some recommendations from people out there, and yeah, you know, that's cool, but we want more. Some of the, like, recommendations or suggestions we've gotten are, wait, do you remember?
For what? Oh, we for, got, like,
name this.
Honestly, I forgot. But I know one thing.
Does that mean they weren't very good?
They weren't probably sticking. This is the thing. We said that we were going to have a name by this week. I think that we need to give it a little bit more time, because we're still giving a feel. We're identifying ourselves. This is our second podcast. We're still identifying ourselves. We're getting a feel. We're getting more comfortable. Like, we need to find a name that goes with the flow, just how we do this podcast. It needs to go with our flow. We'll find it soon. It's coming.
So
hopefully
now,
by next week.
I'm going to hopefully by next week, but what will happen is we're going to talk to each other next week, Thursday, and be like, you got a name? And I'm going to say no. And then we'll be like, okay.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take by next Wednesday, we're going to pick our top three names each.
But to do that, we want all of your suggestions. And you have all heard 2 episodes so far, so you have an idea of our voices, what we sound like, things that we talk about. And we would really appreciate any thoughts you have on what you think this thing should be called. For now, we're going to keep calling it the New New, because that was once Capri's nickname, and it's kind of funny, and it's easy and very simple to write and type out. But
okay.
We do want to, like... Yeah, come up with something that, you know, is like ours. And so if you have any ideas, you should definitely hit us up, hit Capri up on the Instagrams and the Snapchats and the Facebooks. When I put an S at the end of all those.
Oh my God, please don't.
The Twitters. Hit us up on the Twitters.
The social medias.
Yeah, hit us up on all the social medias. Mm-hmm. Grandma, media is a plural word.
It's horrible. A mess. Absolute mess.
All right, so last thing for this week, we will leave you with two songs. I will program them after we chat about them. I'm not going to play them, Capri, like I did last time because I'm not at my other computer. Mm-hmm. So just tell me what your song of the week is, and then I'll share my song of the week. And then before I publish the episode, I'll make sure to add those songs to the end of the pod.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send you mine over.
No, you can, like, say it, though.
Oh, my bad. So, I actually have two songs this week, guys.
Let me write this down.
All right. So, my first song that I've been bumping too heavy, like, I'm talking about, like, all the time. It's, like, my go-to right now. C-Dot Honcho, Pray. That song is bumping all types of crazy in my ear, in my crib, through my Bose speaker. It's litty right now. I'm wearing this song out for the rest of the week. I got another song that I'm bumping crazy, which is Beware by Rich the Kid and YBN Almighty J, who we was talking about last week. That's the guy that Black China's dating. I fuck with that song heavy because that song is lit. Rich the Kid also just came out with a song recently called Plug Walk that everybody probably is familiar with, more mainstream if you know who Rich the Kid is. That's a lit song all in itself. I wore that song out like 2 months ago though. This song though, Beware, is new because Almighty J is featured on it. I think there was an original that Rich the Kid had, but it was on another beat. See, I've been listening to too much music. I didn't found underground songs with rappers that then made songs on other beats and thought we didn't find them. I find everything, okay? So this Beware song by Rich the Kid and YBN Almighty J is my second top song for this week. And the first one is C-Dot Honcho, Pray. I love C-Dot Honcho. He's a Chicago rapper. He's on that drill tip, that whole, you know, trap music thing. That's my thing. I like to listen to that. Those are my two top songs this week, and I'm wearing them out to the end of the week, because by the next week, I'll know all the lyrics and everything. I already know all the lyrics now, but it's about to be on to the next song. But that song is fun. Yeah.
Wait, what's the song about? I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, well, Beware, he's not saying much. He's just talking about, beware I could take your bitch, basically. Beware that I got a lot of bread, and beware, like, life ain't fair, that I do this, that I can fuck your bitch and make this money and be this lit and have the plug and have all this money and run up and do whatever I want. And that's basically what it is. That's basically every song that I listen to. It's basically every song I'm basically...
You're revealing a lot, so I'm going to just let you talk.
This is just it's true. And then C-Dot Honcho, he's basically talking about your regular trap shit, like running off on the plug, fucking your bitch, not knowing the bitch's name afterward, going on to the next bitch. There's a bitch at home.
Is that trap shit, or is that just, like, douchebag shit?
It's douchebag stuff, but it's trap stuff involved, too. If I was to get into depth about it, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't know what I'm talking about, because it's more so lingo and knowing what they're saying versus actually describing what they're talking about. Because it's more so what they're doing, and you're like, you know what they're doing and what they're saying versus me describing what they're doing and what they're saying. You have to listen to the song and you're like, oh, it's like bars. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it has a story. I could be like, oh, Drake has a song and it's about whatever. Like, you could say what God's plan is about. It sounds like people are out to get him and they're praying on his demise, but that's not what God's plan is for him. He's out here trying to do better things and y'all can't stop him. See, that's easy stuff. With the trap music, it's like you got to know. It's like a secret society. If you don't know the lingo, if you don't know what it is to be trapping or know what the trap is or know about trap music, it's kind of hard to fall in tune with it. You might like the sound and stuff, but to understand it is the best way to actually like it.
I hear you. I'm with you. I like trap music.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have no idea what they're talking
about. It's okay.
I really like the beat.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you were at the Waka Flocka concert. And...
And that's why, yeah, that was why I was at the Waka Flocka concert. That's also why I left the Waka Flocka
concert.
10 minutes after it started because I got scared.
I'm so weak. When you told me that, I will never forget that. I really can't. Like, and I was
That I drove, 2.5 hours with one of my best friends to the Walk of
Life. Yes, and y'all left.
We were there for 10 minutes and then we left.
That's like dream for me. At that time, Waka Flocka had just dropped Do Flocka Rant 2. And that's one.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that was my mixtape. I was bumping that every single day going to high school. That was really like one of my favorite mixtapes by Waka Flocka. So when you told me that you went and y'all made a U-turn, I was just like, nah. I can't wait till I get older. I was like, because you guys got hella time.
We I got scared. I got nervous because I showed up in my after work attire. We drove straight from my internship, I think at like Time Warner or HBO. So I get there and like, you know, my college, like professional look. And we got to the Pittsburgh Convention Center, and it looked like in the sort of area where the bar was, it kind of looked like a baby shower that you throw in the projects. Like, all the tables are covered in like the plastic tablecloth, and you got the balloons with the ribbon that you like made curly because you ran a scissor along one side of it. And the thing on the menu was Hennessy and fried chicken, and like, I didn't even have a problem with that per se. I had a problem with the fact that they were out of both Hennessy and fried chicken a full hour before the show began.
Oh my God.
And I was hungry and irritated. And then when the show began, it sort of was just like 1,000 people. I don't even know how many people were in there, like ran to the convention center and literally pushed the chairs that they had set up in like nice little rows. Like people just straight up push those chairs out of the fucking way.
Oh no, that sounds like a show.
And then it seemed like half of the people who were, I thought, audience members just got on the stage, and then Waka Flocka came out and I didn't even know who he was because there was like 100 people on stage with him. And I think a lot of people were having a lot of fun, but I personally was feeling very uncomfortable in my pearls and my silk shirt and feeling like a sore thumb and sticking out, and I got very stuck in my head and was asking myself questions about how Black am I, and I was very afraid that everybody was calling me names in the back of their head, and I was also very stoned.
Oh, shit.
That didn't help. So it was like I was very paranoid that everybody was judging my degree of Blackness. That was what I was concerned.
Well, first of all, your attire can say a lot about you, because people don't got time for people looking like detectives and undercover cops, especially in a place of people trying to be free of expression and just bug the fuck out. And here you are looking like you ready to read people, like, like Claire.
I know.
You know, you should have known better. You should have threw on a hoodie. You should have put on a black hoodie. You know how much a black hoodie does to your outfit? All you had to do is throw that on and zip it up.
And I would have been good.
You would have been good. It's so much a black hoodie could do to your outfit, I tell you. You fit right in.
What about my heels? Because I had these kitten heels with a pointy front at the top.
Maybe if you put your hair in a side ponytail. See, you gotta do certain things. You can't have a middle part with your hair pulled to the back and have, you know, the hoodie. It just looks questionable. Now you just look like an urban college student that possibly could be a snitch. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Well, that's why I left.
It's okay. No, I heard that Waka Flocka concerts are known for having mosh pits. So I'm pretty sure it was probably dangerous at some point.
Yeah, we left. It wasn't my scene. Mm-hmm. We did get in the car and then proceeded to listen to some Waka Flocka on the radio.
Oh my God, frauds.
I know, frauds. Well, my song of the week is a remix. I'm really excited to share with everyone. I've been listening to it for the last couple of weeks. I absolutely love it. It's called, it's a remix of Waves by Miguel, which like is honestly like not my favorite Miguel song, and I really like Miguel, but Waves like I didn't really think that much of until I heard all of these dope remixes of it. So my favorite remix of Waves is by Tame Impala, and I just think it's like so sexy and so beautiful, and every time I listen to it I just want to like, I don't like, just be alone by myself with candles and like, you know, do my thing. It is such a beautiful song, so I highly recommend people listen to it if they just, you know, want to be in love with themselves.
Oh my God. I can't.
It's one of those songs.
I need to hear this. I need to hear this.
I can't wait to share it with y'all. I tried to write down the name of yours, but, you know, make sure you text me after we get off of this so I make sure I put the right ones on the
I top. Can't. Okay, I'm going to text it to you.
All right, amazing. Well, Capri, thank you for a second week. I think this was fantastic. Everybody, we look forward to talking with you this time next week. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And to those who get to listen to this tomorrow, thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, shout outs to Friday. It's about to be there in like 10 minutes. And I should probably head to bed. But it's also been a pleasure doing this with you. Another Thursday, another success. Everybody tune in. I also have my podcast as a reminder tomorrow. So I'll post that stuff later on my social media. And we will be back here next week with more tea, more street raid, more gossip.
More news, more opinions.
More stuff that flows in with the flow.
Love it. All right, bye, sister. Talk to you tomorrow, next week.
Yeah, I'll talk to you. No, I'm not talking to you next week. You're my freaking sister. I'll talk to you later. You get me so mad. Like, see, this is the problem. Like, for anybody that have siblings, when you get older, like, just you're a text away because people will say things like, I'll talk to you next month. Or, I'm too busy, can I call you next week? Because I got that before from Claire. She actually told me that she was so busy and she'll call me in a week. And she's in Manhattan. So I'm just letting you guys know that this can be you. Just keep the bond close-knit. Keep it close-knit. Love you, sis.
Love you, sis. Bye.
Bye.
Hi there. This is Claire. Just wanted to give a quick update. After searching high and low for one of Capri's songs of the week, I was not able to find Rich Da Kid featuring YBN Almighty J, who, if you recall from our first podcast, is dating Blac Chyna. Their track, Beware, is not available on Spotify, so I can't share it with you guys this week. That said, Capri has happily suggested another trap track. I sounded really not cool when I said that, so I won't be doing that again. But she suggested another track. This time it's Key Glock, On My Soul, and I hope y'all enjoy.